In the summer of 1863, the Union Army issued Order No. 11, an edict that forced every resident living in Bates County, Missouri, to leave or be shot. Almost all homes and businesses were burned to the ground. No county business was conducted for 3 years. The story of that county during the Civil War is today's edition of the American Countryside. Our next adventure for American Countryside listeners is all set. We're heading to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll cruise the glacial waters of Kenai Fords and stay at a world-class lodge at Denali National Park. The journey includes a trip on the Alaskan Railroad, a muskox farm, and the Alaska State Fair, where we'll see the largest vegetables on the planet. I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
No worries. Just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year, and one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
In August of 1863, Order No. 11 gave residents of Bates County, Missouri, 15 days to leave its borders or else be shot on sight. It was part of the Union Army's plan to end guerrilla warfare along the Missouri-Kansas border.
The Army then came in and destroyed as much as they could. They burned cabins and barns.
Peggy Burr says the Scorched Earth campaign was designed to eliminate all resources Southern sympathizing guerrillas could use to wage war.
Bates County had no county business conducted for 3 years, from 1863 to 1866. There is no county business conducted.
At war's end, former residents could come back home, but few did.
Only about 30% of the people choose to return here, because when they come back, they owe 3 years back taxes. They come back to no home, and most of them have already settled in elsewhere.
Many Bates County families who lived here prior to the war had Southern ties. After the war, mostly Northern families settled here. After 150 years, Order No. 11 is still a much-discussed topic.
There was a lot of conflict within the Union ranks as to the wisdom of issuing Order No. 11. Many of the men felt that it would create even more guerrillas rather than stop it. So there had been a lot of back and forth on that.
You can learn more about the challenges Bates County saw during the Civil War through the exhibits here at the County Historical Society Museum. Traveling the countryside in Butler, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.